a covenant not to sue.
You know, you're asking us to put on some pretty strong blinders. We've got a company that's in the business of enforcing patents. That's how they make money. It's okay. There's nothing illegal or unappealing about that. But that's what the business model is. We have another company that's the prospective infringement defendant that's making a product that's mentioned in the letters. And to suggest that, well, maybe they just want to do a joint venture or lend some technology is just wildly fictitious. We all know what's really going on. What they're trying to do is get a license without getting sucked into a DJ action. So they word the letter very carefully. But what's really going on is people are doing the dance moving toward infringement litigation, either in a complaint or a cross-claim.
Oh,
so why shouldn't we look at the reality here instead of who can most cleverly game the system by wording the letter in just the perfectly elusive way?